In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Earl Voorhees, agriculture engineer with USDA's Agriculture Research Service. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The University of Georgia got a conservation innovation grant from NRCS, put it on some growers' fields, and we were able to get part of that cost share in at Judd Hill, Arkansas, to work with those growers. The Judd Hill Foundation paid their part, and then the cost share helped pay the cost. And so we took a quarter mile long, 1,200, 1,300 foot pivot that had been running on the field for several years. We adapted it to variable rate application. And so right now we're working with the actual cotton producers.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Again, it's real helpful to us to have somebody that's there on the ground all the time to tell us what he sees as some of the concerns about it, what we should be concentrating on. We want to evaluate if it performs like it's supposed to, if we're saving water in our settings, because the reason the Conservation Innovation Grant was approved, because there's a potential to save water with the system.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We put a fuel monitor on it, a water monitor on it, and we're putting a water table monitor on it. We're going to try to measure all these things and see, number one, is the system performing the way it's supposed to, and don't really have any reason to suspect that it's not. But also, what are the potentials to the farmer's bottom line? If he can save diesel, that's going to be very valuable to him. Of course, we all want to save water. You know, we all want to be good stewards. But that's not as direct or obvious of a cost to us, to the producer, as diesel is. So that's something that we want to look at, see if there are some ways that we can help him be more efficient with his system.